weekend, both in Greenland and Denmark. And we'll cover the Davos summit as well, where President Trump and other world leaders are. Democracy Now! Is accepting applications for Video News Production Digital Fellowship. Check our website at democracynow.org. I'm Mimi Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, what are you, some sort of punker?
Huh?
God, I hate punkers. Especially bald ones with green makeup. We wear masks over ugly faces.
Without this life, the
Is everybody with me?
You sound like you're far away,
yeah.
Jeff.
You're far, you're close in our heart. Vinny the Thrill. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
Woo-hoo. We got the dream team back for y'all. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday on CFRC.
Thanks for unburying me from the snowbank.
No, thanks for coming in. Thanks for both of you for coming
in. Yeah, we made it through.
It's winter out there.
It is.
Yeah, if you're in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, the snow is a snowing.
It's coming down.
Absolutely. So that's why we have an angry show today, because we're mad. Mad at January. We're going full punk.
We're going full Sopranos.
That's right. Absolutely. We've got nothing but brand new punk and garage music all day until 10 o'clock. Don't worry. Like I was saying to Simone off air, there's one country song today,
okay.
And there's one pop song. Otherwise, the rest is we're getting mad today.
You're a punk.
You're a punk.
All right, let's be punks.
We're listening to a couple of punks right now. This is the Surfer Jets with their cover of the Hockey Night in Canada theme.
It's great.
Nice, I like that.
It's not bad. Brand spanking new as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everything today we're playing is brand spanking new. I think the oldest song is like a month old.
Okay.
So I'm pretty excited for that, too.
Nice.
We've got a lot more on the program. We're going to be talking about delicious food.
Yes.
From our sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Oh, yeah. At the corner of Barry and Clergy. Also, we're going to be finding some events that are going on in and around town this weekend.
I hope there's lots of great things, because I'm bored, man. I got the winter blues.
We got to you know, lift him up a bit.
We're going to cure those winter blues.
I got things to do. Yeah. I need things to do. Tell me.
We're going
to
find that for you just after 9 o'clock. We're going to talk movie and nerd news as well. And we're going to talk about a sea of elder punks last night at the Bird Factory. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good show. We just heard from Daniel Romano's outfit with Auto Poet. And we're going to keep things going along with a new one from the Uni Boys with I Don't Want to Dream Anymore. Like I said, this is a very angry, sad show. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And Vinny.
Let's do this!
From the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio. That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Like coffee with a splash of cream. Some things just go together. Rum and coke, perhaps a smoke. And two birds of a feather. And if I wish upon a star, or swear upon my life, would it help to make things alright? Some things just don't mix. Chain reaction, but 3 plus 3 is always 6, and 1/3 of that's a fraction. And if I wish upon a star, or swear upon my life, would it help to make things alright? Twist of a knife, no runs or rats, life's on end.
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
It's kind of boring being so square. My smile's crumbling at the seams. Life's disappointing and it's unfair. What's the point in having dreams? Crash out at the bar, throw my phone.
wash myself with a rag on a stick.
So grumpy.
It's snowy and I'm tired and it's cold out. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
Thanks for coming along, everybody. It's indie
in this
morning.
Beautiful day.
It's gorgeous out there. Yeah.
If you like to freeze.
Yeah, right on. That's why we're playing all punk angry music today, because we're mad at January and the grip, the icy grip of winter.
That's well within it.
We sure are. We just heard Vida with their live recording of Peacock Hens. Summary, I guess. Also in there, we had the Girl Tones with their new one called Volcano. We had Brad Marino with Murder and Violence. Nice wake-up tune there. Itchy and the Knits before them with Smelly Boys, and the Uni Boys with I Don't Want to Dream Anymore.
Ooh.
All brand new stuff, though.
Yeah.
It's fresh. Fresh beats.
It's very fresh beats. So, normally this time of morning, we come in, we sit down. We warm up. We talk about what's going on in our lives so that you guys listening can feel a little bit better about yourselves. So, what's going on? You came in first thing this morning.
Yeah.
What's happening?
What's going on? I think probably the most exciting thing is that I went out and tried skating.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Where's it
going? I feel like, you know, it's been a couple years that I've been trying to teach myself, and now they have the boards up at Market Square, so there's something to hold on to.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, so.
Absolutely.
It's scary.
How's it's scary for me.
Are you scary still? So
yeah.
Are you fully geared in like the tip, like the helmet? No. Like I've seen people go down on just falling on their knees and be out for weeks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, I don't have any of the equipment. I wish I did.
Yeah.
Or, you know how you see the little kids and they've got almost like a walker that they push. Yeah. I need like an adult version of that.
they have something like that, right?
We're gonna make a plea for full hockey gear for Simone.
Yeah, but that's my goal. I want to be like these hockey boys that are just like flying in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to be able to do.
Do you ever log on to the Kingston Market Square webcam at like midnight? There's always some bros out there like playing shinny.
I want to be a hockey bro.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're going to make Simone a hockey bro. Mark my words.
Yeah.
You're on your way.
Can you skate?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I can skate. I just can't stop. So I'm glad that the boards are up at Market Square.
Yeah, but Vinny, of course, can skate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to end up. So our goal by the end of this winter is to change Simone to Sibrone. Yes.
Nice. Right on. Things are getting real bro-y in here today. I love it so much. Amazing. Vinny, what's new and exciting in your world? Thanks for coming in.
Nothing. That's it.
I
bought new drums. I upgraded for the first time in like what feels like 100 years.
Oh,
so
amazing.
I upgraded drums and got everything going yesterday. And then we went to a great show, which we'll talk about later on
last night.
And then I got home ready to go. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to wake up nice and early. I'm going to come into the station. And then I stayed up all night playing drums, because why wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, we like you said, we saw a good punk show last night, which we'll talk about a bit later.
Yeah, and you just want to continue the vibe,
the
right?
The high energy,
yeah.
I got home and I just started watching video games and playing movies, and
that's it.
Before you know it's like time to go on the air, and I'm crazy tired. But
that's okay.
I still have the hand stamp on, too.
Do you?
Yeah, right there.
There it is.
Oh. Yeah.
On your skin.
That's right. I bathe everywhere but my hands.
He wraps it in a bag.
That's right. The pressure. I'm never washing this hand. Amazing.
Well, that's it. It's just playing drums, and you know, I made a commitment to get out and hike, but every time I'm going to get back out in the woods, 5 feet of snow falls, and I don't mind it, but it just, why bother commuting all the way there?
Oh, the roads are greasy, and you know, it's mucky
out there.
Sounds
like an excuse, Jeff.
Yeah,
I know. Sounds like an excuse, and I dig it.
We don't have time for excuses on Indie Morning Wake Up. We have time for punk rock music today. Simone loves the punk music.
Oh, of course.
Before you go being rebellious and trying to skip yourself,
what about you, Jeff?
What's new with you?
Oh, nothing much. I watched some good movies this past week, which we'll maybe talk about.
Jeff the movie.
Yeah,
watched a movie.
Surprise. Yeah, no, got into the screening room, checked out a good horror movie about a dog. I'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. If you want a good two movies that made me cry in two very different ways.
Well, I get to pick them, and I'll tell you what I think they are next time.
Yeah, absolutely. Other than that, no, like the show we went to last night at the Broom Factory, that was the highlight of my week. It was pretty darn good.
Interesting venue. I like it.
That's my first Broom Factory show. It's been there for years, and I've delivered food there from our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. Yeah. But that was the first like legit show. Won the tickets on an Instagram contest, which was fun. And
I'm a little leery on why you won, Jeff.
Because I said in the Instagram.
Why didn't I win?
Did you enter too?
No, I didn't.
That's probably there you go. Yeah. Well, thank you, listeners, for joining us. You are the real winners here on CFRC. And we're going to get things moving and a grooving. Next break, we're going to talk food, though, because we are noshing and mowing down right now in the lobby.
Yeah.
What other slang for eating do you guys have?
Mowing down. Yeah.
Chow, chow.
Chow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chow.
Ah, nice.
Mine's just nom, 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 nom.
That's a good one. Awesome. Well, we'll get back to our brand new punk rock showcase. Here we got a new one from the Mellows called Waiting on the Rain. Can I get a leaving 1, 2, 3, 4 from you guys?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ooh, I think it's perfect.
That was perfect.
That was
a spitting image. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And Vinny.
And this is
Indiana
Wake Up.
Wake Up.
I'm just waiting on the rain. I'm just waiting on the rain. I'm just waiting on the rain.
We're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
I see you stand.
Walk that walk before you talk that talk.
Microphones on.
Both of them. Surround.
Vinny, you're in the booth with two microphones.
Two of them.
Too good for just one microphone. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm still Vinny.
And he's still Vinny. Welcome back, everybody, to Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition. It's your rock ride around the world and through the last 2 months. We got all brand new stuff that we're playing today. Pretty excited.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You said that all this stuff was within the last couple of weeks.
Couple weeks. There's one song we just played that was like 2 months.
Oh, so you lied to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I did it by staring at you in the eye. We just heard from our favorite band, The Nude Party, with Walk That Walk. Maybe put some clothes on if you're going to walk around today, because it's kind of snowy out.
Yeah, it's a little cold, a little chilly.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We also heard I Can't Care by Jay Marinelli.
Ah, Jay.
Simone, you made the good point off air.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't care. It's I can't.
You can't. It's not able.
Yeah.
You're not able.
We're too far into January. We heard a brand new one from Milk and Bone out of Montreal with Half Moon.
Which is nice. A poppy tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
It's our one pop tune for today.
I like Half Moons.
The moon was gorgeous last night. It was like a little sliver.
I just meant the
box pastry.
Pastry, thank you.
Those are good, yeah.
I forgot what that word was.
We also heard Cut Worms with a new one called Windows on the World. If you watch the music video for that, that is Greg Tilson from the Gertrudes. It is. If it's not Greg Tilson in a wig with like an alternate band in New York, then that's a long lost brother. Because they sound and look exactly the same.
Maybe.
We're going to get to the
bottom
of this.
Maybe that guy is not actually Greg Tilson.
Conspiracy is afoot. Yes. Indie Wake Up Crew is on it. Get out your magnifying glasses.
Mystery crew.
Yeah. And then we opened up this last set with the Mellows and Waiting on the Rain, because we all just are waiting on the rain. But what's going to get us through the cold, dreary month of January? Comfort food. That's what's going to do it. We like to talk about our amazing sponsor on this break. What's our sponsor's name?
I can't remember.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. Downtown Kingston, corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Get out there, get some good grub. I gotta say, Old Farm is on Queen's University campus.
Yeah.
No weather is stopping the students.
Nothing.
Blizzards, hail, nothing stops them. They're still coming in. It's great.
For the first time in all the years that I've been driving down to the studio,
yeah,
I was just not paying attention. I should be on the road while I'm driving. But I was driving. And I drove past Barry and turned right onto Clergy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, instead of turning back up, I can just keep going on Clergy, because I remember it's at the corner of Barry and Clergy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dang. Thanks, Jeff.
All this time, we finally got it.
So something you said has helped someone. Great.
I can retire, finally.
Yeah.
What did we have for breakfast today, Simone?
A ham sandwich.
Oh, the smoked handy Sammy.
Smoked ham.
It's the jewel in the crown at Old Farm Fine Foods. And I can't.
So good.
I can't believe I've never brought it in before.
I can't believe you have been holding that back from us.
It's amazing. We use amazing smoked ham, a lot of it. We don't want to skimp on it. Tomato.
Yeah.
Red onion, the best onion.
Mm-hmm.
Pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have it. Mustard, mayo, and then cheese.
Well, that's not regular cheese.
No, it's not. It's medium cheddar, old cheddar as well, and then it's on the Wilton Wheat King's cheesy chive bread. So it's just a medley of cheesy goodness.
Mm. Yeah. It made a nice light snack for me.
Yes, it did.
This morning.
Excellent.
It's wonderful.
Great.
Thank you very much. You know, I also think that when you get a sandwich that's that full, you only need half.
Yeah, you guys split it, and it was
I don't know about you, Simone, but like I ate that, and mind you, I had a half a bagel earlier, but I felt quite full.
Good. Yeah, it's very satisfying.
And then what you want to do is you want to get it to give yourself a few minutes at Old Farm and get it grilled, put it on that panini press, and like smash it all together. Oh yeah,
I remember getting some of those.
Totally, absolutely. That and the Reuben, those are the two like top sandwiches at Old Farm, and you get that grilled, and you give yourself a little time, you be patient, you let that cheese bubble. It's delicious.
Yeah.
And then, Vinny, you had a pretty good soda today that you've never tried before.
I don't know what it was. You'll have to give me, but it has, so it was a roller coaster of flavor. It's a pineapple strawberry heat wave.
I think, or something to that effect.
Nailed
it. That is it.
And from the County Bounty.
Yep.
And, you know, I every time I put it, like, I take a little swig, I go through everything. I'm like, And then, it's kind of how it happens, but like it's just addictive. Like you just keep doing it. So it's
really good.
It's an interesting flavor, but it's not a bad one.
Because it's the strawberry pineapple jalapeno.
Exactly. Yeah, that little hint of jalapeno.
Yeah.
But you'd know it's there because you feel a little bit of heat. But it's that, as you described, what did you say, the pepper taste?
A little, like, you don't get the spice, but you get the flavor of the pepper.
The flavor of, like, the actual pepper.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. So, like, this time of year where it's just miserable and damp outside, that soda, that's like a little taste of summer.
Yeah, it was kind of, I was thinking it was going to be like a pina colada type drink, so some pineapple, and then it wasn't.
It'd make a nice cocktail, though.
It would be, yeah, that'd be pretty good.
So we're going to get people through this dastardly winter season one way, every which way we can, and today it's with ham sandwiches, pineapple soda. And then a shout-out to Old Farm as well, because we put in our first seed order in yesterday.
Wow. So
Seeds.
Yes.
As in
seeds.
Gardens and everything already.
Oh, we're thinking about it, yeah.
Wow.
Captain Steve, he's been in the greenhouse already for the last, like, week, cleaning it out, getting it ready. Said yesterday it was...
Is that where he's moving?
He just lives in there. I live in that greenhouse. He said it was plus 18 in there yesterday.
Wow. We should hang out at Steve's.
Steve's Greens House. We should get up there, yeah. So, like, if you want to start a garden or learn how to garden, then get the Old Farm.
You said there were seeds coming in?
Yeah, we're getting them in probably next week. I think they're from right now we've ordered them from a little company on Wolf Island. They do like local heirloom seeds, and so I'm really excited because I want to start sprouting.
You gotta sprout. Do you sprout in your apartment?
Sorry,
do you sprout in your apartment?
I tried to grow avocado trees one year. That was fun. Complicated. They went moldy and I had to throw them out, but it was
fun.
Yeah,
but you have to pay attention to them, children. Like, it's just like kids, right? You can't just leave them there, feed them once.
I know. But, I'm going to try and... I have a rooftop garden and I want to grow some herbs on there because as I was telling Simone off-air, I am king of the squirrels downtown. Yeah. I've found out that the squirrels are storing stashes of hard candy on my bedroom windowsill.
Oh, no, you're joke. Blaming the squirrels, eh, John?
Sure, I like the candies. I may have eaten a couple. They're still wrapped. It's fine. But
he sticks his hands out, grabs one. Thanks, guys.
The goal is that when I wake up in the morning, I want to open my windows, do a T-pose, and have birds dress me.
You'll be like, instead, you know, the Our Lady Peace, Navid, the album, the cover?
You'll be like amazing. I think we've nailed it. I think we're on to something here. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm still Vinny.
And we're just a pack of geniuses here on CFRC. Hope you guys are ready for the next hour of good tunes. We're continuing along with brand new punk stuff.
Punk!
Oh, yeah. We got a nice, like, slow jam, though. This one's called Looking for the Wrong Guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Go January.
That might be me.
We got Valentine's Day coming up, and I have some good ideas for Valentine's
Day.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
More on that a little bit later.
Alrighty.
Keep it locked and ready to rock. This is The Cribs right here
on CFRC
101.9.
You second chances come. So catch the evening sun on a midnight cruise. But in the folly of youth, it left its stamp on you. And if you're looking for blame, it's 'cause you're still in pain.
Everybody, I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
That's a new one.
What's up, Larry? Long time no see, man. Long time no see.
I'm on here for Larry missing Bingo the other day.
Hey, I got a tip for you. Stay out of the music business. There you go.
That smells so clean.
This is the studio, so I guess we're playing today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not where the Strangler.
That's where Sid Vicious killed Nancy.
Look, I knew there was some scouting going on.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in L.A. That there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. Here, Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud. I'm gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby gal. I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl. And you dance at the club. Oh, mama, hey. I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong. Down the Big Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Big Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Big Pony Club. Big Pony Club. Dogs are on the floor. Lovers in the bathroom and a light outside the door. Black lights and a mirror disco ball. Every day's another reason why I loved it all. I think my wicked dreams, a year from Tennessee. Here's Santa Monica, as it too good to me. Will make my mama proud. I've got a cause to say. She sees a baby girl. What does she get out?
seconds and the clock. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong. Down, down, down. Big Bully Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Big Bully Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood.
Don't think I've left you all behind. I still love you in Tennessee. You're always on my mind. And mama, every Saturday, I can hear your southern drawl a thousand miles away. And God, what have you done? You're a big pony girl, and you dance at the club.
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!